Peter, a natural question coming out of our experience in colorectal is, what about regorafenib? It's out there in the same space.
So I've said before, you know, just like we all expected the TAG study to be positive based on the fact that it worked in colorectal cancer, I do think that regorafenib will also be positive in gastric cancer for more or less the same reason. The problem, of course, is that regorafenib is more toxic, and probably in the same way that TS-102 is seeing more use than regorafenib in this in colorectal cancer, it probably will have the same distribution in gastric cancer as well. But basically, this was an Australasian study that was conducted by Pavlakis and colleagues, showing a significant PFS advantage. The OS advantage is less, but they actually allowed for crossover. But I think that based on a fairly large randomized phase 2 study, this probably will come in as a positive, but, you know, small benefit study in the next year or so.
So a lot of difficult decisions to make in oncology, David. Right now, what are you thinking, assuming that TAS-102 becomes approved, you can access it in gastric cancer in terms of how you'll sequence it, and particularly whether it'll be always after a checkpoint inhibitor? What about people with low PD-L1 levels, for example?
Yeah, I think my sequencing would be FOLFOX first line, HER2 positive with trastuzumab. Second line, in a microsatellite stable patient, I would do paclitaxel ramucirumab. Third line, I think in a PD-L1 positive, I would probably go with pembrolizumab. And then a PD-L1 negative patient where the benefit's pembrolizumab, 5% or less response rate, then I would think about irinotecan or trifluridine tipiracil, which will, I think that would be the third line choice option for PD-L1 negative. Patients progressing on pembrolizumab third line then could consider either irinotecan or trifluridine tipiracil as a late line option.
Peter was talking about the regorafenib data. If you could access it, would you use it? Have you used it?
Well, the problem is regorafenib, I mean, it's a learning curve. I think the colon cancer studies would suggest you can dose escalate the drug. You start at 50% and escalate. But I think the cutaneous toxicity is not to be underestimated. And we always want to have more drugs that are active. And I think it may turn out to be a late line option as well. And then it's a question of toxicity and patient tolerance in a late line patient.